This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Thank you for joining me on another episode of Small Business Conversations. So, while I was doing my preparations for today's episode, I came across a very interesting stat. Did you know that most small enterprises in South Africa fail within their infant phases? In fact, wait for it, an assessment of South Africa's SME environment done by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, says that between 70 to 80% of SMEs in the country do not make it to their sixth birthday. Is that not crazy? Oftentimes, we see small business owners with great ideas and solutions to some of our biggest problems struggle with execution due to a lack of information, and as a result, resort to closing shop. Viridian, through its Launch League program, is trying to break the barrier to information by offering essential resources and tools for entrepreneurs on open license terms. Michelle Matthews, the director of Viridian, joins me now to chat about the program and how it can help you kickstart your business journey in a way that better ensures success. Welcome, Michelle. Great to have you on the show.
Hi, Akona. Great to be here.
So for someone out there who is hearing of Viridian for the first time, can you briefly just tell us who is Viridian and what do you do exactly?
So Viridian is itself an infant company, although my business partner and I have over 20 years experience each in the sector, but we're a three-year-old company founded during the pandemic. So that's been fun. We can share war stories on that. And essentially what we do is we work on entrepreneur and early stage investor training, and we do that in multiple countries across Africa. So we create programs and content that entrepreneurs that are starting out and that investors that are starting out, known as angel investors, can use to improve how they're doing what they're doing and also to meet other people to support them on the journey so that we can share the love and spread the load.
And what is open license content and why is it such an important thing for people to know about?
So first to clarify that we use open license content as Viridian specifically on the Launch League program. And open license material is typically a strategy that one uses when one is trying to reach as many people as possible with a piece of information or with a product. Because if you understand how licensing works, and you will understand how licensing works if you've ever tried to watch a movie in South Africa and can't find a platform that will stream it to you, licensing is a way of moving intellectual property between customers, etc., and around the world. So that's a way to kind of capture your value, is to create a moat around whatever it is you've created. But the other thing that it does, obviously, as you can tell, it creates barriers. It creates friction. So what open licensing does is that it removes those barriers and that friction to people getting access to information and IP that might be useful to them or that the person creating it would like them to access. So you've seen it a lot in the tech space where open source coding is a very, very popular approach to building out code bases, etc. And what it does is that it allows certain types of approaches or certain ways of building things to really, really accelerate. So you see how quickly stuff happens in the tech space. A lot of that is because people are going onto GitHub and drawing on those open repositories to build the things that they build. And so it's kind of an ethos as well as just a very practical way to get things done. So we decided with our founding partners on this, the UK South Africa Tech Hub, to make the material available that we were creating on Launch League open license, because what we wanted to do is make sure that anybody who wanted to access it, and in our case, actually use that material to be able to do that very, very easily. They don't even have to ask permission. So the type of open license that we use is one of the most permissive open licenses. It allows you to take the content that we have created, download it, put an acknowledgement somewhere that this was originally created by Viridian and the UK South Africa Tech Hub, and then use it however you like, including commercially. So you can take what's available there, you can put your own logos on it, and you can sell it. And the idea there is that if you want to enable people to accelerate their own opportunities for themselves, we need to give this as a gift and we need to give it as freely as possible.
And what kind of resources are hubs and entrepreneurs most interested in currently that you offer on the open license basis?
According to two of our most popular toolkits are the Idea Stage Toolkit and our Let's Talk Financing Toolkit. What the Idea Stage Toolkit does is that it solves that problem of, as an entrepreneur, I've had this great idea. I have an idea. I see an opportunity. And I think if anybody has participated in a hackathon before who's listening here, that is something that's typically run by an ESO. Let's do a hackathon. You do a great weekend or you have a great half day or whatever. You come up with a cool idea. You present it. And then off you go. Sometimes you even get some money and it's like, now go start a business. And you're like, but it's an idea. How do I start the business? So what the Idea Stage Toolkit does, it actually works with something, another open license piece of content called the Business Model Canvas, which a lot of people have heard about and maybe even used. That's an open license. The reason why everybody knows about the Business Model Canvas, by the way, it's open licensed. And we've taken that Business Model Canvas and we've adapted it for a Southern African, South African, African kind of context. And we have a sort of a case study that we work all the way through that Business Model Canvas, plus a curriculum that goes with and says, well, each of these blocks on the Business Model Canvas, what does it mean? How do they fit together? And how does this create, from my idea, the machine, which is the business, that creates the value, that captures the value, and in other words, that makes me money. So that is a really, really great program for, well, how do I turn my idea into a business? And it really walks you step by step through that. Let's Talk Financing, the other really popular one, I think it does what it says on the box. It helps us talk to each other about financing. And I think that can be very, very daunting to look at what are all my options for actually getting financing as an entrepreneur, because obviously that's an absolutely critical component in any business. And what's really nice about that is that it's very process driven again. So you literally, as the entrepreneur, you kind of follow a flow chart. And it breaks down a whole world of, financing, which is everything from like mezzanine debt to crowdfunding or whatever. And it says, okay, well, answer this question, answer yes or no. And if you answer yes, then you can look at these types of financing. If you answer no, you can look at those types of financing. So it tells you where you're at, but it also gives you a bit of a roadmap of, well, if I tweak this about my business or I tweak to that about my business, I would be able to access these other types of financing more easily. So it's quite an intuitive way of just helping people understand where they are with what financing they might raise and where they might go, especially because financing is typically there for growth. So especially as you grow and your appetite for growth, if you have it, and you need to ask yourself if you have it, if you look at your path that you might go on, what types of financing you might be able to access in the future. So those are our two most popular ones, and I think that will resonate with most people listening. They'll understand why.
Mm-hmm. And how do you make sure that these resources stay relevant? Is there any process that you undergo to just check if hubs are still responding and entrepreneurs are still in need of these resources?
So I'm lucky that I come from this background. I've worked in hubs and still I still consider Viridian to some degree an ESO. Mm. And so there's my own experience. What are the things I wish I had? And that's always a really good place to start. And for a lot of entrepreneurs, they're starting with a problem they understand. But obviously these other spaces that we create to hear people talk, and listen to what they're saying their challenges are. So when we hear the ESO say what their challenges are, when we hear the entrepreneurs say what their challenges are with the ESOs, we listen and we respond with toolkits that and or resource collections that might be able to fill that gap. So we really do try to be very responsive. You'll see from our website, if you go there, we also do our own research. So we have done two research reports so far. The most recent one was asking, are we teaching the right skills to prepare young people to basically to earn an income? And that gives us a lot of information on, well, what should we be learning what to do next as ESOs? You know, what should we be helping the people that come and knock on the door at the hub? Because typically a hub is like a physical space somewhere in a community. What, you know, what do we need to be teaching them to actually help them make a success? And so that opens up a whole new potential for new thing, products and open license materials that we could produce in future. So it's really about listening. I think that's always core in business.
That is the director of Viridian, Michelle Matthews. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you.
To get a better sense of how access to open license content has impacted entrepreneur support organizations, I went to Pretoria to speak to the CEO of MLab, Nikki Quibanelli. MLab is a tech-focused innovation hub which focuses primarily on developing entrepreneurs in their early development stages. Nikki tells me that having access to the Launch League program has allowed the hub to standardize its training curriculum across its offices around the country.
I'm Nikki Quibanelli. I'm the CEO of MLab, stands for Mobile Applications Laboratory. We are a non-profit company. We have public benefit organization status, and we've been in operation for over 10 years. You know, entrepreneurship is it's a bit of a mix of an art, a discipline, a science, and it's very difficult to have like a one-size-fits-all approach. MLab has its head office here in Gauteng, but we also have offices in Limpopo, and we also have offices in the Northern Cape. And we find that entrepreneurs in Gauteng might be very different to entrepreneurs we might find in the Northern Cape. And so there's a slight nuance in terms of how we actually package our programs and implement them. So for instance, like I mentioned, MLab plays in the digital economy. So we will want to work with businesses that are either, you know, at the core, it's an sort of ICT type business, or you might be in agriculture or health or education, but you want to have a tech-enabled business. And so for us, the theme has to be digital, but then we've got to work on the more general aspects of a business, you know. So with many of MLab staff, we are very technically inclined. Because we have the technology focus. And so what the Launch League content helped us to do is to say, well, firstly, our staff were able to participate in the program. So it was almost like train the trainer.
Okay. Wow.
And then our staff are now equipped with these the content of the Launch League program to then implement the training in those respective provinces. And so the staff who are from the provinces can understand what business literacy levels there are, what technology literacy levels are, and focus on those issues rather than on us building generic content, which I think the Launch League really helped to fill that gap for us. You know, it was, and it was also, you know, one could say the business model canvas is universal and everybody uses it. But I think in a sense, Launch League has localized how to take a very early stage entrepreneur through a journey of moving from this concept into now having a business.
And where would you say there needs to still be improvement, or where hubs such as yourself need support to continue supporting entrepreneurs?
This might be a difficult one, but one of the areas we often talk about when working with businesses is access to market. We always talk about it. But what does it mean? And how do you practically work with an entrepreneur and help them go and do market research, go and speak to customers, open those doors. You know, one way we try to do it is by assigning them to a mentor, somebody who's in that space, can open doors for them. But maybe that also needs to be a structured little program, which I think will be very useful for our own staff. But then also, it's almost like priming the ecosystem to say, okay, we now have a program, maybe it's Launch League Market Access, about exposing young entrepreneurs to actually working with customers. So big corporates, you know, can you have a almost the equivalent of take a girl child to work? Yeah. Can you have a take a young entrepreneur into your supply chain discussion? How do you procure? How do you evaluate their proposals while you work with them?
That was the CEO of Tech Innovation Hub, MLab, Nikki Kubanelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at machoba_a or you can send us an email to smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Till next time, have a good one.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.